Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people? I had to hit y'all with the Al Porter laugh right quick. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Max the Image, man. We right here, Hood Talk Radio. Lowercase letters, motherfucker. You know what it is. All right, check this out, man. We broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. That intro song was Camisole. Yep, it's an instrumental, and y'all can get it when you want it. All you gotta do is go to ReverbNation.com, look for Emacs Image. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole bunch of music up there that you could download for free. You know what I'm saying? Hit your boy up. If y'all artists out there got music y'all trying to get played on Hood Tunes Radio, which airs on Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., unless otherwise noted. And also, Monday nights, Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Street. All you got to do is send your music to emaxradio@gmail.com. That's E-M-A-X-X, radio@gmail.com. I'm pretty sure y'all niggas know how to spell radio. But tonight, yes, sir, lowercase letters, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't feel like pushing the shift key or even a caps lock. Let's just make it quick. Tonight's show, it's called Lowercase Letters because, you know, if you know anything about politics, if you know anything about the way they recognize corporations or individuals, I'm not going to call us citizens, even though they'll say we're citizens of the United States, and yet we're not a sovereign country, so we cannot be sovereign citizens. Well, y'all motherfuckers that don't know, Washington, D.C. is considered America. All right, the other states that surround Washington, D.C. are the United States, but America is Washington, D.C. If you don't believe me, Google that shit. Y'all know my favorite line, Google it. I just put it out there for you. You're supposed to do your own motherfucking research. You ain't got to believe me. You got to believe somebody. Why not believe what you find out for yourself? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of fucking shootings going on in this country, man. We don't hear about the shit that's going on in this country. We hear nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? Believe you me, man, I spend at least 6 to 8 hours on the internet every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? I'm dead serious, man. It's the only thing that I hear about in other countries are declining populations of white people. You know what I mean? And I'm talking about the European, the British, the Caucasians. I ain't talking about the Indians or the Mexicans or the, you know, the Africans or the Chinese. Well, the Chinese, is their population is declining too. So if y'all know about the Yaqub story, all right, then you'll understand why. Because number one, it was destined that if you did not engraft yourself back into the original race that was on this planet. Now, I listened to a gentleman. As a matter of fact, David Banner had made a statement that, you know what I'm saying, black people was on this planet 95,000 years before Europeans or whatever decided to take this country. So, you know, how can you skip over that shit? I mean, goddamn, 95,000 years, and then all of a sudden you got the Columbus, you know, supposedly discovering America. That's a long fucking time. For not knowing nothing. You see, this is the problem that we have, that I have personally, with the information that we be getting from a lot of these so-called educators and these historians and these theologians. You know what I mean? There's so much fucked up information out there that, I mean, damn, you know, what do you believe? You know what I mean? You got the Bible, which we was raised on, saying it is Jesus, but only in the New Testament. The Old Testament talked about it a little bit, but if you know history and you do a little bit and you delve into the Old Testament, you know what I'm saying, as to study, like you study the New Testament, study the Old Testament too. It don't say nothing about no Jesus in the Old Testament. People just decided that that's who they were talking about. But if you know English, if you know grammar, if you know anything about history, and you know words, if you know anything about words, then you are actually, like I am, into their original meaning, not what they are used in context for, because you can use it in a context, but a motherfucker will still misinterpret what you're saying based on what those words originally meant and how they were used before you did. You gotta forgive me, I'm sipping coffee right now. Like I said, it's a lot of shit to talk about. According to the Yaqub story, white people had, I think it was like 6,000 to 8,000 years in order to bring yourself back or your population would cease to grow. Well, at this point in time, in 2015, not only is their population not growing, it is shrinking. They are so fucking afraid that it's going to be more black people within the next 30 years on this planet than it is white people. And guess what? Ain't nothing you, I, or anybody else can do about it. You can kill all the motherfucking niggas y'all want to. Y'all population is not growing. Y'all got more old people than you do young people. And it's nothing you can do. You can keep on, you can start having babies. But if you check the statistics on your own population, your own culture, you will find that the National Census Bureau put out a census, and they sounded the alarm that the African-American babies, and that's something else that we're going to talk about tonight too, the African-American babies are outnumbering the born, are outnumbering the Caucasian babies by at least 1.5 to at least 1%. So whereas the Caucasian babies that was born in this country was above 51%, now they're below 50%. And the black children are above 50% born in this country now. It's more older white people than it is younger white people, and so they're at that age of dying off. Within the next 20 years, they claim that at least 25 million lives will be gone, okay, from China. All right? Let's check that shit out, man. 25 million motherfuckers within the next 20 years. So that means they're going to kill a million motherfuckers or two every year. You know what I'm saying? And that's just in China. So they're calling it and they're saying that because a lot of the younger Caucasian people or European or British, however you want to classify yourself, are not having children. And those that are having children, they're not having 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 like they used to, because they're blaming it on the economy. You know, they're figuring that these are dangerous times to raise families. And, you know, why is it dangerous for y'all? This country was basically set up for white supremacy so that you could, you guys, and Pat Buchanan, if you don't believe what I'm saying, you think I'm being a heretic or, you know what I'm saying, a bigot, because you assholes don't know what racist means. I do, and I've been talking about it for a long time, but I still seem to hear a lot of people, you know, not that I'm not important to nobody, say racist. Ah, coffee is so damn good. If you listen to any of the presentations by Dr. Claude Anderson, then you will understand what the word racist means. If you don't know who Claude Anderson is, then you need to Google Dr. Claude Anderson. Just watch any of the presentations, you know what I mean? What's going on in our country right now is it, you know, affects the what they consider African American population. Now, we so fucked up, man. We don't know what to call ourselves. We just be grasping on any motherfucking thing except black. You know what I mean? We can't call ourselves Moors, because Moors won't really accept us unless we join a little clique and, you know what I'm saying, learn what they want to teach us and be controlled by them. All right? I don't want to, you can't claim, well, a lot of us do, but a lot of us don't claim Muslim. Islam, you know what I'm saying? It's the same fucking thing. You got to live your life according to the way your elders tell you to live your life. Not that we all want to be assholes or criminals and this and that other, the way you look at us, but really what we're looking at is having a fair chance to become as great as we can be. But with all the bullshit that the agenda has been thrown at us for, I don't know, 500 years now, it doesn't make sense to me that y'all so worried about, you know, where you going to be at in the next few years. When the whole thing is that in the next few years, y'all motherfuckers are going to be a little bit worse off than you are right now. You know, all you got to do is listen to your boy, Bill Gates. He talking about coming up with vaccines and shit and things that's going to help cull the overpopulation situation. And I really don't see how that's all going to happen. You know what I mean? I don't see how it's going to work out like that, especially when y'all motherfuckers is being controlled by another motherfucker who's controlling everything. Last week we talked about the Federal Reserve banking system, and I want y'all to understand what the Federal Reserve banking system is all about. So you got to Google that too. Like I said, man, there's so much to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Police shootings everywhere. We're going to get into those too in a little while because, you know, me personally, I got a lot to say about it. I'm going to say that I want to send shouts out to everybody that listens to the show online. I want everybody, you know what I'm saying, that calls in and listen to understand that it's a serious show. You know what I mean? We don't just, you know, talk shit to you just to be talking shit to you. I'm really just, you know what I'm saying, a guy from the hood that, you know, like to learn. And information is what, you know what I'm saying, rocks my boat. To understand and to find out things that I don't know, it's really, really, for me, a blessing, because some of us and some of y'all out there just don't really give a fuck. But I do. And I believe it's because I care about my kids, you know what I'm saying? I care about my kids, so I care about your kids, I care about you, you know. I don't want to be the one that get ran up on by the police, you know what I'm saying? Those are kids, the police blowing down on everybody, and they ain't really letting nobody live. But the fact of the matter is they know, okay, that their time is almost up. And so if they can keep the black population in check like they used to back in the days, now you can't just call them slaves no more, so they're killing everybody. Shoot first, ask questions last. I personally don't know why all of these motherfucking gangsters and hood niggas and all this and all of that shit ain't, you know, did what some dirty white folks did up in the motherfucking hills and in the woods. They start their own little coalitions, and you can go up in that bitch if you want to. You might not make it out. You know, as black people, we all keep saying we tired, but ain't nobody doing nothing, really, because the first of the month, motherfuckers want their food stamps and their checks. On Fridays and Thursdays, they want their motherfucking paychecks, and, you know, they want to be able to drive their cars and play their music loud and smoke a little weed. You know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen behind you. If you stop breathing, you don't know what the fuck is going to happen. Okay? Who's to say that when you die, you go to another place? Who knows? Nobody knows, because ain't nobody came back to say, hey, all you Bible thumpers out there, you read that Bible, it tells you not to be afraid, not to be afraid, because your Savior got something for you for eternity, so you can't be afraid, you know what I'm saying? Say what you need to say, believe what you need to believe, but you have to stand up for something. You just can't shake your head, OMGs and all this and all of that, man. You got to let your voice be heard. For those of y'all that don't know the difference, your voice, okay, is what you need to be heard, whether you sing, whether you flow, whether you're a good speaker, whether you're just a person that's feeling some type of way in your heart about what's going on and you feel like you need to say something, do not be afraid of saying something. All right? The people that are afraid of expressing themselves are the very ones that will not say anything to you after you start expressing yourself. I'm going to go to the phone lines right quick. I'm going to press in. We'll see what's going on with them. Hood Talk Radio. 216-415, you on with E-Max. Who am I speaking to?
You know who this is, dog.
What's up, man?
You know it, you know it, you know it. It's me, the only one, one and only chicken in the world.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all know who that is, man. You know what I'm saying? So what's up, man? I ain't recognize that phone number. You got a new phone?
Nah. This, you know, I got to go undercover every now and then. You know me, I'm always bouncing. Can't let them keep a tail on me, nigga.
That's right, man. That's right. So, shit, we started the show off talking about these motherfuckers and they understanding of what's going on right now. You know what I mean? That 6,000-year reign is coming to an end, you know what I mean? And so don't nobody really want to pay. They don't want to pay attention. They just want to scream and shout and make a whole lot of noise like, you know, that's going to get make somebody listen to you. What you do when the baby start crying?
Well, shit, you know, you do three things. You can pick them up, change them, or feed them.
No, feed them. And if you do all of that and they still start crying, what's the next thing you say? Roll your ass on over there and go to sleep. Cry yourself to sleep.
Right.
It's going to be all right.
Ain't no other ailments after we do our in-depth investigation being a proper parent. And
right.
We figure out that there ain't no ailments and, you know, motherfuckers just crying and everything. Then, you know, you got to give them that stern warning. Hey, lay your ass down, go to sleep now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because that's part of the parent world. You got to understand you're going to have the ups and the downs behind the realms. But to recap back on what you were saying earlier, excuse me, I done figured it out, dog. I know exactly what part of the game plan was. And this is going to blow your wig back because I didn't realize it until I was thinking about De Niro's before I called in.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite strange that when you looked at the drugs and everything, drugs wasn't prominent until the late 60s. That's when it really became noticeable, right?
Right.
Okay, now when that shit blew up and went all through the 70s and the 80s and everything, what happened in the late 60s?
Shit, them motherfuckers tried to eliminate the black population. They they brought all of that shit into the neighborhood.
By them assassinating Martin Luther King, which was the unification of the black race, they neutralized them by assassinating him and then turned around and started flooding the drugs in to do what? To suppress the black race.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because the shit is working due to the fact that now they're trying to legalize all the states now to say that it's okay for them to distribute marijuana. Now, remember the catch 22 behind this. You go ahead and you say, okay, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. Remember what happened to that white boy, right? He got his ass the first one at the shop and everything when they opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker. Ass and you know the whole camera crew from the stove followed his ass to his house, and then one of his co-workers dropped a dime on him.
Yep.
You know, snitching motherfuckers dropped a dime on him, and then turned around and dude ended up losing his damn job. So how in the hell is it legalized if
That's
the
right.
employer said legalized for them?
It ain't legalized.
That's 22,
you know,
dog. That wasn't nothing but the trap. That's what I see, whereas the individuals are now going to think that it's legal for them to possess the shit and use it, but then You ain't doing nothing but stopping it once again, time and time again. How are you going to become employable when you're no longer one of the ones that we're looking for?
Right. You know, the whole
now
thing
you see a different discrimination.
See, it's up to the choice. This is what they're doing is they're giving you rope to hang yourself. I don't give a fuck what you do. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if your boss come to work and sit down at his desk and snort a line, motherfucker. That does not give you the right to do the same goddamn thing. You work for some motherfucking body. If that
That's
piece
right.
of paper that they handed you told you you can't be high when you come to motherfucking work, shit, they legalized alcohol. How many motherfuckers have lost their job for coming to work drunk? You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
How many motherfuckers that got pulled over and they riding around right now with them orange and red license plates looking like they from New York?
Right. Looking like they
you
go
know,
to another planet.
Yeah, yeah. Like them motherfuckers was from the old ass place from back in the 60s when they was young.
Right.
But it's a consequence, man. You know, it's like, okay, we'll let y'all have alcohol, but if you get caught driving with that shit, we're going to put you in jail and take your license and make you ride a specialized sticker on your car so everybody know you a drunk.
So in
you
other words, learn to follow the creed.
Yeah. Keep that shit at home.
That it's been going on like that from the beginning.
You know, they don't give a fuck what you do in your house, what they do now, because they claim it's all about terrorism. But it's really, you know, you can go home, sit down and smoke you a joint. The only thing you can't do is go home and lay a gun on the table and walk away with kids everywhere. Because you see what happens. You know what I mean? How many times have we heard the story? There you go. How many times have we heard the story about kids killing kids and babies killing babies? You know what I mean? Because some idiot then left a gun laying around. You know, it's a whole lot of shit. Like right now in Ohio, these motherfuckers is in debate over whether or not they want to make just anybody can get a fucking gun license. Anybody. You know what I mean? On one hand, if they open up the OK Corral and they let the Wild Wild West come back, in the beginning, it's going to be a whole bunch of dead motherfuckers, and that's what they're looking at.
Yeah. They already then opened up the damn OK Corral. When them motherfuckers
yeah, but them motherfuckers, they starting it. They started it.
Not for us legalizing, but passing a motion for them to say that it's okay for everybody to have a gun. You ain't even got to have a permit. If you're 16
right.
and over, you're allowed to carry a firearm. Why?
Mm-hmm.
What the
Why?
Fuck for? Why is everybody fucking arming up and everything when you look at where we're supposed to be in a society where we're supposed to be productive and creative? We're supposed
right.
to be loving each other and shit. What happened? Where the fuck all this killing shit come from?
Well, that's
oh,
the,
I'm
that's
sorry. The... No one wants to take in consideration, dog, when that damn meteor came in and hit Russia and everything, that was just the remnants of the debris that's already, it was ahead of that shit that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, when once again, I'm going to keep talking about this shit. All these damn countries
might.
And shit out here running around talking about something, they ain't got no damn monies. They better fuck around and become innovative. Find them some
damn
textbooks and figure out how they can take some of that raw material and make some shit and sell
you know.
To their next neighbor.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Motherfuckers got to fight back. You know what I'm saying? I was just saying a little minute ago, where are all these thug niggas at? You know what I'm saying? Even Lil Wayne said he'll fire that Nina like a bitch overslept, and it's her first day on the job. So, you know, where's all the rest of the motherfuckers that feel like that? Everybody tired of the police killing niggas. Everybody tired of the police. It's this dude, man. I don't know how to feel about that, but it's this black dude. He comes on. They put a video out with this black dude. He talking about how he just went to Lexington, Kentucky, and bus illegal traffic move, and a cop pulled him over, gave him a warning, and let him go. So he felt like he needed to put a video up on YouTube and say that all cops aren't racist and this and that and the other. Well, I mean, we pretty much, we sure, we know about that, but let a cop kill a motherfucker like that, like right now. We got Brelo on trial right now. And they keep bringing all the other cops that was there, you know what I'm saying, to testify against this motherfucker. And they all pleading the fifth. What is that?
Yeah.
Black and white. Black cops protecting the white cops that's killing the black kids. That shit don't make no sense. Oh, I'm not gonna testify against my brother. But you was there, motherfucker. You was standing right next to, you just said you told this motherfucker to get down off that car. Your chief, the other white man, just said, no, this wasn't part of our motherfucking training. And when he said that, he knew he had fucked up. He said too much. Because that was a strike against him. But all of this shit that's going on.
See, we went from, you know, working in conjunction with the community to suppressing and arresting the community.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, there is no money. There's no money in for the fucking police to walk around the streets and everything and for them to not, you know, go and chase down no crime. You know, if you, the police are around, who the hell gonna fucking rob a bank?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
That's
so
right.
When you take the police out of the presence, then the mayhem starts to begin. But then when there's no police to go get them, then the police get the black eye for being, you know, tardy on their response.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So
you're looking
at a double-sided sword. When you look at how they're trying to play the game.
But you look at it like this, too. It's another side to that double. It's actually a triangle. Because it's a million videos out here, and there's a million news stories out here about all these white boys getting ran up on by the police, and these motherfuckers is knocking the police out and fighting them. And what is these motherfuckers doing? Nothing. Arresting
them. That's right.
You got to remember, beforehand,
we only 10 years into the game with this shit now. Because, see, we're just now starting to learn to get swabby with these damn phones. Beforehand, you were just using the damn phone just to answer. Now these motherfuckers know how to work these phones.
Yeah.
Before, the media wasn't that so quick to get shit. Now you go past the media straight to the damn internet.
Yeah.
See what happened?
And
see, once it goes past the news, it goes straight to the line where everybody else is hanging around at, they gonna see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get it instantly. You ain't got to wait till the damn 12 o'clock or the 6 o'clock or the 10 o'clock news to come on to see the damn shooting. You see shit right now.
Right, and see, and that's the beautiful thing about it. And, but what's fucked up is, it's a beautiful thing on one hand. But on another hand, we seen shit like 30 motherfuckers standing there fighting, it's 10 motherfuckers beating the shit out of one dude, and everybody got their phones out videotaping shit. Ain't nobody trying to say, hey, hold up, man. There's too many of y'all finna whoop this boy ass. Y'all gonna kill that boy. And then you're gonna be walking around.
That's what we label as those suck-ass niggas now. You feel me? Because we got to diss them because you got to remember, in the old school of bugging and everything, I don't give a fuck how many motherfuckers were standing around in the circle. You let them two motherfuckers fight. It wasn't going to be no jumping.
That's
and if
right.
a motherfucker did get his ass in there and Trump come out, he was going to get jumped, his boy was liable to get knocked the fuck out.
Yep. It always happened like that. When it's a head up and all, let these motherfuckers go head up. If this nigga lose, he lose. Come back another day, learn, you know what I'm saying? Go tighten your shit up and whoop the nigga ass another day.
Gotta go hit that bag, nigga, learn to get them hooks right.
You know? Kick a motherfucker in the shin if you know karate or something. But you gotta get that shit together, man. You know? But the way these motherfuckers and these fuck ass niggas, I know you saw that video about what at the people them kids fighting at the gas station the other night about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It was like 6 girls fighting. Girls was fighting, dude. It was some girls fighting. They all pulled up at the gas station. They get out their cars, they bugging. All right, this one girl ended up sitting on the ground on her ass. And this dude that was just standing around looking at the shit, he went over to the bitch and socked her. Ah! Knocked her out, okay? Why the stupid?
He ain't going to jail.
You know why? Because the motherfucker ain't went to the gas station. He hit a woman, number one. He knocked her out, number two. Number three, she didn't pose no threat to that motherfucker. He was just a stander by. He was standing around. These niggas was standing around looking at the fight, and then he decides, because, oh, this bitch sitting on the ground still talking shit. She just got her ass whooped. Oh, bitch, shut up. Wow. He go over there and hit her and knock her out? That was three. You know what the fourth one is? Them motherfuckers got high-definition face recognition software on their video cameras. So when he was trying to walk
their asses
when the A-Raps was trying to, when they cleared they stole out and they went outside to try to, you know, stop the little melee that was going on, this nigga just ran up to the girl and hit her. He turning around, the A-Rap trying to ask him, man, what you hit the girl for, man? And he talking shit. He's standing right in front of the fucking camera. The whole camera saw the whole thing from everybody pulling up, jumping out, fighting, to the girl getting knocked on her ass, and he just decided, fuck it, I'm gonna get into it too. And he just walked over to her and went, bow. So they said they got everybody like
this. Don't do to his ass.
Yeah. Bye, nigga. We're
going
to knock you out. We just going to walk up on your ass like, bow. Knocked out.
Right.
And he going to be sitting there in
the
court.
That motherfucking time is going to be just like that punch.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know what it is, man. It's Hood Talk Radio. Hood News, you know what I'm saying? Just the Hood News segment. And we bring you some shit that's going on out here in Cleveland, Ohio, like a motherfucker. I understand, man, with all of these motherfucking gun shootings, with all of these police shooting these niggas running through backyards and just, you know, running away, period. Broad daylight, middle of the night, just run away. They going to shoot at your ass. And, you know, they ain't shooting you to make you fall down. Okay, I want y'all motherfuckers to understand they are not trained to shoot you in the hand or shoot you in the leg. Dead men don't talk. I'm going to tell my side of the story, and that's what it's going to be. Okay?
Let me ask you this question. Whenever you see a practice target, right, did it say you only go for head and chest?
Head and chest. The bullseye's right on the chest.
Hello, Drew.
The bullseye is right on the chest, and all of the points is in the abdomen.
Do you see any hands or legs or arms?
No. Them motherfuckers ain't got no hands or arms. It's a head. And if you really want to be if you want to be technical about it, it's a black head with a black body. No arms and no legs.
That's
so
what they tell you. You'll never miss.
Yeah, you'll never miss. But at the same, what is it saying? These are black motherfuckers. They don't got no white targets. They don't use white targets. You can watch any motherfucking TV show that got anything to do with cops practicing.
I understand the concept behind it then, right? You got a head and the target is black. So everybody shot.
In the torso, nigga. You know when they shoot niggas in the head when all of them shooting. When you shoot at them, they gonna 100 cops gonna shoot at your ass. You ain't gotta shoot at them. All you gotta do is run. You know what I'm saying? And these dumbass
like
niggas out here.
Far backfire and you around a whole bunch of shit. You done.
And I don't want y'all dumbass Hispanics to think y'all get a pass because y'all come to this country and they make y'all claim white. The fucked up part is I know you motherfuckers seen your boy out there walking to Walmart and steal a rifle and a box of ammunition. Now, they didn't even shoot that motherfucker, and he had a gun. He was walking down the street with a gun in his hand and a box of ammunition in his pocket. And the motherfucker from Walmart roll up on him and say, "Don't worry about it, Mr. Officer. He can't take the gun lock off. That motherfucker cocked that bitch and went kapow." And he gonna say, "Oops, sorry, well, never mind that." And the next thing you know, within 2 seconds, that motherfucker was flying so high in the air, if he'd have reached his hand, he'd have grabbed a branch off a tree. The cop hit this motherfucker with his car. All right? Mm-hmm. This motherfucker was going so fast, man, he went through a brick wall.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Now, this is in Arizona. This nigga went through a brick wall. The motherfucker went flying in the air, and he was going so fast, man, that he went straight through the brick wall. I don't know what the fuck they did with him. I saw that before I left out for work this morning. That shit had me laughing like a motherfucker. Laughing. Because the motherfucking cop told him, he turned around with the shotgun to his chin, like, "Leave me the fuck alone." The cop said, "I wouldn't want to do that if I was you."
Hey, look at it this way. At least it's a first. I ain't never seen the police run it down yet. We ain't caught that one, no Bill, but that dance cam couldn't hide that shit.
And it was two cars, dog. It was the cop behind him that filmed it all.
I seen it from the dance cam from the cruiser crashing to the wall after he plowed down the little new.
Yeah, he plowed his ass down, man. He hit the gas on that motherfucker. Talking about they ain't leave him no choice.
How the fuck he ain't leave him no choice when you seen him in the damn camera and shit? The motherfucker was walking.
He was walking.
He didn't walk
forward.
He
wouldn't put the gun down.
Once again, we got another crime scene where there was no threat being shown. The man was just walking down the street. He didn't even stop the fucking cruiser and say, "Halt, put your hands up. Come here, young man. Let me talk to you." He didn't say none of that shit. They didn't bring him over to the front of the car. None of that shit. He just hit the gas and just ran his ass over.
Right. Hit the gas. Now, if any damn thing, they need to charge that motherfucking Walmart employee because he was hindering the motherfucking process. You know what I mean? Because they probably would have went on the head and shot his ass.
Yeah, you know what? That Walmart
saved his life. He stole a gun out of Walmart, but don't worry about it, Mr. Officer. He can't get the gun lock off the trigger. Soon as that motherfucker said that shit, that motherfucker cocked that bitch and shot it in the air. Kapow! Then dude said, "Oh, well, never mind that." And that's when the cop hit the gas. Ooh, bang!
Yeah, I was
rolling like a motherfucker, but that's why I was rolling. I know my neighbors was like, "This nigga laughing at something early in the motherfucking morning. Fuck is he looking at? The news." There's some other fucked up news that I caught this morning, man. I know y'all motherfuckers remember that dude, Donald Sterling. And he was making all them racist remarks about the players on his team or whatever. Well,
yeah.
he had this little girlfriend, man, you know what I mean? And he was buying her houses and giving her money and cars and jewels and all this shit. Came up to about $2 million. Well, when once their relationship got outed, his wife, of course, filed for divorce. And she not only suing that motherfucker, she's suing his girlfriend for $2.6 million. Motherfucker's like, "Why is he suing?" Yeah. His ex-wife filed for divorce against him. He just sold all his shit for some billions, $30 billion, some shit like that. All his teams and everything. That's why we ain't heard from him. He sold all that shit. You know, talking about niggas and, you know, all this and all that. So they pretty much shot that motherfucker down. Like, "You got to be quiet now. You done fucked up the whole gang. You got these niggas now starting to, rich niggas. okay? You got these rich niggas starting to act funny. So we can't have that. You done fucked up. So they cut his ass, made him sell all this shit off, and now he's somewhere living large. Now his wife, on the other hand, she said, fuck that. You're not going to get away that easy, motherfucker. I'm divorcing your ass, and I want half. And tell your bitch that I want all of that shit that you gave her. You got to give it back. I'm suing her for that shit. And on the grounds of the fact that you gave her everything you gave her while we were still married. So you checking and you tricking and you got bitches buying bitches houses and fixing their teeth and shit and getting fake boobs and shit put in, buying diamonds and all this and all of that. You tell that bitch I want all of that shit. She got to sell it all because I need not 2 million, 2.6. 2.6.
You need that interest money.
Yeah, she needs that interest on it because you didn't had it for a while. So she
right. But you ain't gonna just get away scot free.
No,
I want the 2 million back plus, you know, that 0.6 because I need that interest, bitch.
Need it. So you know what I'm saying? It just it goes to show.
That's for fucking around with a real diva.
Right. Old lady, they like Hillary Clinton. She, oh, I believe in my husband. Shit, Bill still fucking.
Yeah, yeah, these motherfuckers are educated to the hilt based on knowing the laws of the divorce process, the ins and outs, 50% separation, what I'm entitled to, especially what I'm entitled to based on a custom, based on my lifestyle that you have provided for me. You can't just drop me and put me back on the bottom. Got to keep me on that, motherfucker, and that's what you got to do for the rest of my life until I marry another motherfucker that can do it for me.
That's right.
And I don't see that in my future no time soon.
Hell no, not being in your 70s. One thing about it, and the only really thing that I got a question, I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. I say, so he going out and buying Viagra and Cialis and all this and all this shit to fuck the shit out of the young girl, but he ain't going back home laying down with the old lady. Literally.
Motherfucking young girl wants something to the golf ball through a water hose.
Shit, I told a little dude at work the other day, I said, man, you better quit tripping, man. You can't marry no old woman. That's the quickest way to get old, because old women don't go out no more. They want to stay at home, watch TV. You know what I'm saying? When you come home, they want you to be at home with them. You know, that's your wife. You get old, nigga. Shit, if you're an old motherfucker and you still single, why the fuck would you go marry somebody that's older than you? Or do less than you. Fuck out of here, man. Gotta make sense of some type of shit. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. A cougar, she gets out. She wants to go. Let's go take a trip. Go to Paris. You do that.
Yeah, but see,
she just want to sit on the porch.
So, see, she could pay for that time to be in the castle.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, if the bitch ain't no cooking shit, it ain't worth me fucking wasting no time. Shit, you might as well keep it moving.
Man.
And them young girls, please, motherfuckers ain't no but just a hit it and quit it. Throw that fish back in the sea. Find you another motherfucker. I don't like that white bass. Maybe we need a black bass now. Give me
fuck
that
fish. Tilapia. I done had enough tilapia. I'm tilapia out.
Right.
The more I taste tilapia, the fishier it gets. So it was like, no.
I don't like no damn catfish nuggets.
No, man. Well, I like catfish nuggets, but you got to cook them just right. Cook them just right. I cook them my damn self. But y'all know what it is, man. It's Hood Talk Radio. Got Cheese on the line with your boy E-Max Image, man. We trying to bring it to you straight from the hood perspective. Now, I want y'all to be down with a lot of the programs that's going around in our city. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make a difference, do some things such as Caesar Literacy, you know, right there on 139th of Kinsman. Y'all need to check that out, CaesarLiteracy.org. You know what I'm saying? And it can help you get yourself together if that's what you're trying to do. You know, I noticed, though, that it ain't a whole lot of motherfuckers standing on corners no more. I appreciate that. And another thing that I promised y'all that we was going to get into was the declining. Well, actually, we are living in the effects of the declining Caucasian population. They are experiencing this shit all over the world. And actually, like I said, if y'all motherfuckers know the story of Yaku, then y'all would be familiar with why there has been a decline in all other races except the so-called black race. All right? We are the only race right now on the planet that is not suffering a decline in population. So, if y'all YouTubers, if you Hulus, or if you just Googles, or, you know, CNNs, if you type in or you search, whether Yahoo's, whatever your search engine is, if you just search for the declining population, see, they don't include nobody else. They only include the white folks. And they'll tell you, we set this damn country up for us, for white supremacy, for our comforts and our greeds, and we ain't ready to give that shit up. So they in a panic right now. You know what I mean? And it's not just me talking. This is information that's, you know, their scientists and they hiring people to check the numbers. And it's not just happening in America. It's happening in Europe, in Britain, in Ireland, in Scotland. Russia got a big, huge decline in their population, especially, and they call it because babies being born. That's how they base, you know, saying they look at, you know, the population statistics over a 30-year period. And from now, 30 years from now, shit, it's going to be in damn near every major country in the world, more black people than white people on this planet. And they'll say, well, even though the Latinos or the white Hispanics make up 60% of America's population, excuse me, motherfucker, you cannot be a white Hispanic. You cannot be a white Hispanic. These motherfuckers is making foreigners that come into this country.
Listen, people. Listen,
claim
people.
White.
During the Spanish War, understand it. Get the truth. Understand, people, that I got bamboozled, bushwhacked. You motherfuckers own all of California. When them motherfuckers found out that you some bitches had gold up there, them Anglo-Saxons moved you some bitches all the way back to Mexico.
Yep.
They said, we need that gold in California. Get the fuck off the land. And that's what the fucking Spanish War was about. So if you motherfuckers want to understand why I got the WHM, it's because they acknowledge y'all as being the second-class citizens to them due to the fact is that they kicked you the fuck off your land.
Right.
So they said, well, when we finish with the fucking land, you motherfuckers might be able to come back. But it all depends. All depends, motherfucker. That's why when you look at all the names in fucking California, those are Spanish names.
Yep. San Vallejo.
Right.
They ain't got no American names in California. You know? Compton. That's
come
not
on,
American.
They better go back and fucking check their history books and understand exactly what the fuck happened. And you got to remember, the only reason why they told them and that they having this squabble with them is because they're coming across the border so fucking fast in droves that they're not legalizing themselves so that they can get the proper taxation on their ass.
That's right. And see, that's been the whole argument.
You're not. We will come over and we're going to get your money, and you're not going to fucking, we ain't paying you shit.
Well, that's
so
the whole
they rounding their asses up. That's the problem.
Hey, look, I watched this video with Pat Buchanan. He, you know who Pat Buchanan is, don't you?
Right.
okay, this motherfucker put out a news conference and shit, and he gathered all the important white people that he could, and he did one of the Rothschild moves. Had a room full of people, and he was telling them within the next 50 years. The Rothschild was talking about the Chinese having a 61% stake in all of the world's economy, and how in the next 50 years, you know, all these white kids is going to be working for the Chinese, so they better do something to change that now. You know what I'm saying? Now, Pat Buchanan, on the other hand, is telling all these white folks, if y'all want to preserve what we built here, why we built it here. I mean, these motherfuckers just coming straight out saying, hey, our forefathers set this motherfucking country up for us. You mean to tell us y'all motherfuckers ain't fucking? Y'all don't want to have no motherfucking babies? We need 2.1 babies out of each and every one of these white families that's out here in order for our population to survive in the next coming 30 years. This is what this motherfucker is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out. You white motherfuckers
a
need
lot.
To start fucking.
A lot. It can't work. It would never
no,
work.
No, it can't work.
But
you know why?
It's already too late.
It's too late, man.
You could go into the damn Geno Labs and everything, and you can go in, you can try to create them test tube babies and shit, you see what I'm saying? And your process of doing that is still
mm-hmm.
going to be flawed. It's always going to be flawed because you didn't do it by God's way. God is
sure
the creator of things and beings. And when you look and see what's going on, and we even had this conversation, we are merely
mm-hmm.
just the characters of this planet. And we're supposed
yep.
to be doing what we're supposed to be doing and working in conjunction with each other. And the only reason why China thinks that it has the number one fucking stake in the motherfucking economy run is because right now when you look at their import and exports and everything, they're funneling everything through all these other little motherfucking countries and everything straight into China. China is selling to the United States. That's why when you look at your fucking clothes, and the motherfuckers say Bangladesh or Indonesia. What the fuck?
Where
you
the
feel
fuck
me?
Is
the
that?
Shit comes from China.
Exactly. You know, that's the...
So please,
that's the...
That motherfucking gibberish or them motherfuckers talking about that business 101. We understand
mm-hmm.
it. And this is the shit that they didn't want us to understand. And then once
right.
we start learning to become... you know, part of your own unification, just like they've done. You know, what bewilders
yep.
me is how the motherfucking Arabs can use their own motherfucking little depot to go fucking furnish all their fucking stores and still
yep.
sell Lucy. You
yep.
feel me?
Yeah, they don't
even
buy food.
Nobody say nothing to them. We're the motherfucking tobacco industry fucking cracking down on them motherfuckers saying that you're breaking the law. But you can't do that.
Right.
You know why? Because them motherfuckers are selling more packs of cigarettes than the Lucy's are being loosed out.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the wrapper on my mile that I bought. It says not for individual sale. Yeah, the motherfucker charged
that
me
that motherfucker
for...
sold it to you.
Sure did.
Sold it to you for $1. Put that
you know
bitch and unwrapped it from the wrapper pack.
Yeah.
But you can't go out to the fucking Heights and you can't go out to them fucking grocery stores and buy some Lucy's or some motherfucking individual cigars. You motherfucker, that bitch, you got to buy the whole box.
Got to buy the whole box.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you buy one, you get two free. You get two boxes
mm-hmm.
free.
Right. You know what I mean? But no, we just go to the A-Rab store because it's right down the street.
Industry.
Yeah,
that's
right down the street.
That's two fucking extra free boxes that we finna make money on. That's 10 extra dollars.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But see, you know, they groom everybody to be consumers, man. You see all these cool-ass commercials with the cars and the clothes and the expensive vacation trips, and motherfuckers want that shit. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I had a motherfucker
no, no, no,
tell
no, no, no.
me.
Hey, partner. Hey, check this out. We've done it. We've been doing
yeah.
the shit. We were doing
yeah.
the shit here. We was making
yeah.
shit here in this fucking country alone. and all the rest of the motherfucking world was looking at us like, this motherfucker is paradise. I want to go to that motherfucking country. They were smuggling themselves in any motherfucking thing that they can get in to get into this fucking country, because this was the land of paradise. They made everything. They fucking let you come over here and you can go from fucking zero to a hero. But now, when you look at the rest of the world that is using this country as the pawn in the chess game, but yet, see, I always look and say, if you let the sleeping giant just lay to the wayside, that motherfucker got a master plan already hidden. And it's a bunch of bullshit. Right now,
when the giant don't speak, he up to something.
No. The United States say, why should we be responsible for us having all these motherfucking docks and shit set up, right? For all this import shit coming in, when we can use one central hub to funnel that shit all from on the Middle East side. We can funnel all that shit straight through China and have China as the big giant hub and have them do all the motherfucking processing, because if some dirty shit come through that motherfucker, blow up, China blow up first.
You know it.
Hey, man.
What the fuck is going on? Hey, I happen to be checking some, news shit. I got this little app on my phone, man, where they hit me up with some world news, you know what I'm saying, during the day and shit. And these motherfuckers over in China done put restrictions on people having kids, man. You heard that?
Oh, that's been in effect, man. They've been doing that shit for 20 years.
No, but they just not really made that shit public.
They
acted like they just found out that that China was doing that shit.
Listen, man, that shit came out. It's just like everything over here. And they show it one time and sweep it under the carpet. And they find out motherfuckers is going to the hospital and they got an influx of motherfuckers having babies. A lot of people start going to jail. Now we're living in the land of the media world. Where is it? Motherfucker, I'm going to ask you a question. Why the fuck am I going to jail because I had a baby? Hello,
wow.
Truth.
Right.
Now, you got to remember, if one or two people say that, I can silence you motherfuckers, whatever. A thousand of you motherfuckers come out the box on me real fast and say that shit. I can't kill a thousand of you motherfuckers real fast because the family's going to miss you, some bitches.
Well, you know what, man? They plan is backfiring on their own shit. Because they call themselves trying to, increase and preserve, the so-called white race. But they shit declining.
I give it, partner, the next 5 years and their bubble going to bust. The ceiling, they already maxed out the ceiling. So right now, it's just a matter of time for the bubble busts on it. And once that boy busts, and everybody go into the motherfuckers be getting laid off and shit, and ain't gonna be no work. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of motherfucking people, man. So when the motherfuckers gotta step up to the plate and say, "Listen, I got a lot of you motherfucking hungry people. We gonna get something going." Oh no, wait a minute.
Let's turn around and go out. I just wanna put y'all motherfuckers on with something right quick. We got a super master grand dragon, formerly he said, on Facebook, all over Instagram, Facebook, iCloud. This motherfucker done gotten millions of views. And he is basically, somebody even sent it to my page, man. And I keep watching this motherfucker over and over and over because it's almost like I can't believe it. And I never thought I would see the day in my lifetime where a motherfucker would admit that I was the number one motherfucker, okay, for the Ku Klux Klan, all right? Now, I would turn around and get the information from the motherfuckers who whispered it to me from the table, and I would turn around and whisper it to my number one, and he would turn around and whisper it to his five number ones or whatever, and then they would go out and whisper it to the rest of the group. And this motherfucker is on Facebook apologizing to the niggas and pleading with the rest of his ignorant-ass, nigga-hating motherfucking white friends to let go of their fear. Let's all get along. Yes, he understands that they are, their forefathers built this country for white supremacy and white greed and white wealth and white rule and all of this and all of that. He said, but it didn't do nothing but bring them motherfuckers misery. They all miserable because they so filled with motherfucking hate they can't live life. The man said, man, we see, he put all the motherfuckers out there. We see a black man walking down the street and we get scared than a motherfucker. He said, man, I could be driving in my car and see a black man walking down the street. And he said, you know what scares me the most? It ain't that he black. It's that he's starting to wake up and understand that he's a motherfucking king. And when more motherfucking black people keep waking up and understanding who the fuck we are, then all of that shit is going to go down the drain. Now, this ain't me talking. This is the man who was on top of the man on top of the man saying it's time to give up that dumb shit. He said, man, if we need to get out here and march and protest and do, leave the niggas alone. Give them what the fuck they want because we brought them over here against their will and made them our slaves and made them do all kind of dumbass shit for us for no pay. And what they are afraid of, and he said, I'm going to admit it. And he said, and all you suck-ass white people out there, you better admit this shit too. The only fucking thing you scared of is black revenge, black what they call it, retribution, you know what I'm saying, and black dominance. They said they know. They know it deep down in their motherfucking bones that one of these motherfucking days that they gonna have to bow down to the black people. They said, we don't give a fuck about the Mexicans, the whites, the Chinese, none of them. Because we did it to the black folks, and it's their time. We know it's their time. We can feel it is their time, and our time is over. So what we better do is give up the motherfucking fight and just say, hey, this motherfucking country is for every goddamn body. Leave them alone. Give them what they need. Help them. Help them. This motherfucker was pleading with all them motherfuckers. And he went back to his memory lane about how it feels to be white in America. And he turned around, looked at that motherfucking camera and shit and said, but it's over, y'all. It's up. You know what I'm saying? The gig is up. We need to go ahead and face the truth. And he was like, that's all I got to say. And he closed his video with that. And I swear, what I got out of that video was, I'm sorry, nigga. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, nigga. Please forgive me.
All right, now, shit, when you look at what's going on, they kind of lightweight told on themselves because when you became too aggressive, you got to remember, you are attacking your constituents, the same individuals, your fucking paycheck. You got to remember, the people who live in the community are supposed to be protected by the law enforcement agency. And when they are breaking off, going beyond the call of duty and harassing and terrorizing the communities, come on, man. You overstepping your boundaries.
Overstepping. Now look, you know it's been a big old hoopla about this man getting shot in the by the police. Another one, and but this one was the man apologized for shooting the guy because he said he thought he had his taser. Now that's been going viral all over the internet and things. But the problem,
you gotta listen to that damn dispatch, man. That dispatch, man. When dude said out of his mouth that the officer was calling for assistance because the suspect has been, took his taser. If he didn't took his taser.
No. Not that one. It's another one. Now, they got this light-skinned brother. He half white or whatever you want to call him. You know, he light skinned or whatever. He they got him on tape running. Now they only showed bits and pieces of it, but they got him on the tape running. Okay? The cop tackles him to the actually what he did was he must have ran out of gas. So he just laid down on the ground. So now all the other cops coming up and they, you know, tackling him and have, you know, stretching him out and shit. And he laying on the ground, and then all of a sudden you hear, bah! And then this dude starts screaming, oh, man, he shot me, man. I'm down. Y'all on top of me. He shot me. He shot me. And then the motherfucking cop will say, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was my taser. Yeah. I'm sorry, dude.
Well,
I thought I was tasing you.
Now,
yeah, hold on now. Dude died.
Damn.
He died. But listen, everybody is up in arms. I'm going to bring Al in on this right quick. Everybody is up in arms about another police shooting, okay? But what we don't get to see on TV because they give us shit in snippets, if you go online and look at the story, man, you get the whole eight-minute video. And the video starts out with this nigga sitting in the fucking car with an undercover cop selling him guns. Yes, sir. He's selling this nigga guns. He's sitting in the cop car. They got it on video. He's sitting in the cop car, and they talking about the price of the guns. He pulls the guns out of his bag. He look over his shoulder, and he see two vice cars pulling up. He jumps out and runs. Now, yeah, you selling guns to an undercover police, you hot, nigga.
Right.
You hot, because now you in the car with the cop, and you don't even know it's a cop, and you just whipping your shit out like boom, boom, boom. But some tell you to look over your shoulder, you do, and you see two other vice cars pulling up on you. Oh, you was about to go to jail.
Yeah.
You was about to go to jail. That's it. You jumped out the car and took off running. That 73-year-old man wasn't finna chase you.
He was resisting
the young goons on him. Yeah. He sent the young goons on him, and they tackled him on the ground. But this is my arrest. Fuck that. Y'all collared him for me. Pow. I thought that was my taser. Nigga, you a 73-year-old fucking officer. Why the hell is you on the street?
There's no retirement no more. And you know that.
Not even for the police.
You don't do nothing but just get reassigned.
Well, y'all know what it is, man. That 6,000-year reign is up. The 6,000-year reign is up. It is no more. Check the statistics, man. The decline of the white population is going down all over the world, from China to Ireland to Scotland to Russia to England to Britain. All the United States is all over.
The black race is spreading like wildfire.
And you know it.
What part of the world or region are we in? If we're there and we see something, we're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what comes after getting it. You're going to have to put that seed out. Got to put that seed out. And we
the black people finna put out a mixtape. Shit, we back.
Back for the third time,
you know. What's happening now?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Man, everything's all right. Everything's all right, man. Glad you joined us tonight.
Oh, man, just left out of the meeting, and it's the same conversation. The same conversation. And the same conversation is there. They know it's coming to an end. And it seems like they're trying to jumpstart everything. It's just time for us as a whole to be able to, quote unquote, you know, it's very interesting. We're allowing everything to divide us. But like I said before, when they were talking about Palestine and the Palestinians were being bombed, and everybody here remembers that at least in our region of Northeast Ohio, you had 700 come out
and they were like marching on a convention center because you had a Jewish convention going on. And then the news reported that that night you had 700 angry Arabs protest. They got so mad that by Monday it was 900 and something of them out there hollering, "It's our duty to be able to get out there and galvanize and this, that, and other." So, you know, the reason I say that is you see it happening in some cities, some areas, but as a whole, a majority of our people can't get out there and organize like we should, and the machine knows that. Only reason I want to say that is because I was out there real quick, and under a minute, I was out there for the Cleveland shut down the city. You can't shut down the city with starting out with 85 people. You might pick up another 20 people along the way, but all we did was shut down a few intersections and what have you. But what happened to all the outrage of the shootings that people in our city, we murmur a lot, like the Bible said. Well, they murmured about the manna. They murmured about this. They murmured about that. Well, the thing is, they murmur about on every freaking corner, man, they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that. But, A, we won't get out there and stand out like we should. B, we'll say, man, it won't do no good. But, man, I remember the Panthers used to do this. I remember the National. I remember we used to do that. And nobody wants to teach the younger people how to get out there. And then number three, let's tell it like it is. You got 10 to 15 different groups. You have the Hebrew Israelite, the black Hebrew Israelite. You got the Moors. You got different groups that are running around here. And nobody wants to join together. I mean, we have something called the Black Abolitionist Movement. Where were they? They holding something separate. You have the Black Studies Elite out of Cleveland State. Now, I know some of them will be mad at me for saying it, but they started out with, when we first started, like 200 to 300 people. And now because you don't like this and you don't like that, you can't stand this, you like, we'll do our own thing. So right now, we getting our ass kicked in Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know how other areas are, but we getting our ass kicked, and I can say that because we are all hollering, we it with the only answer. Meanwhile, we still getting our ass kicked. So that's all I want to say.
Let me say something real fast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I want to emphasize on that a little bit. I recognize that, and that's one of the biggest things that me and Eve has been talking about. And that is why we try to promote as much as we can about the seeds of literacy. We didn't figure it out, E. I mean, Al, you got to remember, look, when you dumb down the people and they're not educated, and then you make them afraid because they done already committed a crime, okay.
Right.
Now you got what we call the suppression mode over your head. Remember on the plantation? When you didn't fill up them fucking cotton sacks and everything, you knew that master was coming out there with that whip and was going to whoop your ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So now you know the only thing that you're facing in society is the verbal run, whereas that I'm going to incarcerate your ass. I'm going to lock you away from, I'm going to take you away from your livelihood or what you need to do to survive. So when you look at now, I'm not being educated. The seeds of literacy are what we try to promote upon is so that our people can wake up. If this is our time and everything what we promote upon, then damn it, our people need to be educated. Ain't nothing wrong with you understanding the stars and math, history, knowing how to write.
I'm glad you said that. I always have a little unknown facts at moment, and that was one of them unknown fact moments. Did you know that when you said about learning astrology and math and this and that and the other, that if you read the Holy Bible, it'll tell you not to study the stars and the moons and this and that and the other? Well, we have two calendars, okay? One is Gregorian, all right? And I can't remember the other one, the Jordanian, or one is a Gregorian calendar. But I had posted on my page, Melissa Mack, you little fine motherfucker. on my page about how they set up our calendars based on the astrological numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So they use astrology to come up with the calendars. How else, when you see your newspaper and this and that and the other, you look down at the bottom of it for a week, it'll tell you what's going to happen with the moon. Now, if they don't use astrology, why is it Christmas, December the 25th, on the same day every year? Why is not Thanksgiving on the same day every year? The day even changed. Sometimes it's on the 26th, 27th. Sometimes it's on a Wednesday. Sometimes it's on a Friday. Sometimes it's on a Monday. Why is that? Because these motherfuckers use, they base our calendar on astrological figures. So if y'all don't believe it, check that shit out and study the stars, study the moon, study astrology. Okay. That motherfucker was like, boom, hey, yeah, you said astrology. So don't believe that shit when they tell you not to start study the stars. How else do you think these motherfuckers got all these videos about the meteors and shit that's hitting the planet?
That's right.
They didn't know it was coming. They couldn't tell you what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's something you don't know. You can't make up something and say, yeah, this is what it is. Well, unless you're Constantine. But, you know, if people think it's bombing. Okay, we at war now. They sending nuclear weapons over here. Kaboom. Oh, no, that ain't no nuclear weapon. That was a meteor that broke through the Earth's atmosphere. Hmm. So if you use deduction in that equation, if one broke through, that means there's some more out there. Study the world for the stars. Buy telescopes. If everybody bought telescopes,
believe it or not, dog, been bombarded by a little meteors. They're coming in, you know, every day.
Yeah.
They just don't tell. You
they
know, because through the atmosphere, it been burnt up. Those little shooting stars and shit that you see, those are fucking little meteors coming in. Now, what we need to be about is that big ass damn asteroid that's on its way here. And trying to have us think that we all just don't know what the hell we talking about and we ain't supposed to be paying attention to no stars and shit, you know what I mean? Go educate yourself and go work in the coal mine.
Hey, y'all, here's another little, I ain't trying to change the subject, man, but I wanted to get this one out here before we get off the air in a little bit. But did y'all know that the birds and the animals in the zoos and shit have been destroying drones? Yes, sir. You know, they be having drones and shit flying around the zoo looking at the animals and the monkeys. The monkeys are breaking off branches from the trees, batting them bitches out the sky. Birds all over the fucking world. Oh, the birds are flying in flocks, and it's like they looking for fucking drones, and they are attacking these motherfucking drones. What the hell is that? Elephants knocking them, giraffes using their long necks, bow. They crashing these drones. The animals are destroying the drones. So you know something wrong with the motherfuckers. Check that shit out, man. It's out there. It's out there, y'all. We all know what it is, man. We got 6 minutes left to go in the show. It's your boy E Max. We got Al Porter Jr. joining us tonight. Sir Cheese, you know what I'm saying? Right here at Cleveland's own, man. Hood Talk Radio with the Mindset. And this is what we do on a Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m.
Time when you out and everything, you on that downtown run, me and E had this conversation too also. We want to know why we ain't got enough black people working on these damn projects, man.
Yeah.
All this billions of dollars shit that they building up downtown and everything, but our constituents are not being employed. Can you please enlighten some of them people and some of them higher up meetings and everything that you go to, and talk to some of them council people, and also too, can you tell them that the streets we seem to be having a problem with these side streets, and these people are not paying attention to these damn meter holes that are in our streets.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's the way they stimulate the economy. They just try to stimulate the economy.
So I guess we got to tear up our car. You cause your car to get $500 worth of damage, and the city want to give you $125. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing that one third.
God,
that's not fair. We can't have that going on.
Are you watching the news?
Yes.
What's up?
That damn girl, Michelle Knight, that blew up. She almost big as happy. She used to weigh about 2 pounds. Now she weighs about 300. Damn, they paying her ass good. Lordy.
When you can eat good.
Knockdown Castro house. Oh man, she got tattoos all over the damn place, man. Come on, y'all. What the fuck? And wow. She all on the news, man. Come on, y'all. What the fuck? Castro ain't hanging himself. They sent his ass back to Mexico. He waiting on his cut from the book deal, man. Fuck out of here.
Right.
Man,
and I ain't never heard a motherfucker going off into the penal institution and shit. And then he just slip under the water and then, come on now, man,
right.
Please.
Yeah, right.
And then look, all these motherfucking, what about the black women when they, escape from the captor and everything, and they catch the motherfucking rapists and shit. You know what I mean? They had the motherfucker locked up. They don't get to write no books and all this type shit.
No, they don't. Shit. No books.
I remember. Trying to save that last little bit of hope. They try to say, listen, we going to have hope for you little motherfuckers because y'all the next generation.
Damn right.
We know y'all
it
still
all,
free, but I can't.
It all goes back to COINTELPRO, man. COINTELPRO, you know what I'm saying? They calling it the New World Order now because they still trying to get rid of all the black people, but they plan is backfiring because y'all killing a lot of us.
We're being that
but y'all
motherfucker too.
Ain't getting nothing. Them motherfuckers worrying about being a minority. And within the next 30 years, white folks is going to be the minority.
They gonna eliminate that shit. The employers and the workers.
You can't fight Mother Nature, man. You can't fight Mother Nature.
See,
all
did you hear
these
me what I said?
These meters is a sign of change.
You're going to have employers and workers. Everybody going to make good money.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go across the board. Watch. They're going to say, look, open the board up for everybody in that thing. Let everybody make good money. That way, all that money gets poured right back into the economy, and we all live good.
Yeah, well, that's what they think. That's what they said Obama trying to do, and they called it communitarianism. So y'all look that word up, man.
I will now.
Look it up. It's called communitarianism, and you'll see the pros and the cons of it. Trust me. That's what the agenda is. I don't say they no more. I just say the agenda. Because that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about.
And everybody was fucking have to go to the water fountain on the other side that said white and black before 69. All right?
Mm.
After 69, we was able to then all of a sudden be free. But then they sprinkled in all the drugs and tried to kill off everybody's mind. Come on now.
You know,
it's always a hidden agenda when you look at America connected because this is one big giant greased up fucking wheel.
Yep. Well, y'all know that's our time for the night, man. And we want to thank everybody out there that joined us tonight. Want to thank Cheese and now Porter Jr. You know what I'm saying? Very, very riveting conversation. It's your boy E-Mac. We will. be back Friday night. Peace.
Love.